Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel Halacha Chaf. Tov L'Riach Eis Apamim B'Samim. It's a good practice to smell B'Samim several times during the day of Yom Kippur. L'Var Chalim, and to make a bracha on them. K'day L'Hashem Me'a Brachas, in order to be Mashlam 100 brachas each day. If Amna Kolz Manshala Yisiach Daita, however, as long as he did not have Hesach Adas, which is divert his attention from the original bracha, Asla V'Rach Shein, he's not allowed to make a second bracha. Lavi Bracha L'Vatala, because then it'll be a bracha L'Vatala. Akin Tzarech L'Hasip in times Mangadol, therefore between each bracha has to be separated by a long period of time. Shehe Hesach Adas in time, so that his attention is diverted between each time he makes the bracha and smells of it. Tosh Arech L'Chol Pam B'Sam Acherim, it's proper that he smell different B'Sam each time. Af Shehem Min Echad, even if they are the same kind of the three categories of making a bracha on B'Samim. Mikoshkein, im yeshlot gimel minim, certainly if he had three different kinds of besamim, I mean, atse besamim, isse besamim, mine besamim, like besamim that come from trees, besamim that come from herbs, and besamim that comes from species of besamim. Michavim lechol brachos ashiach tzibar, if one concentrates on the brachos that are being said by the chazan, by karmatar b'maftirim, and on the brachos of those who read the Torah, and the one who's saying mafter, he'll be missing only three brachas from the total of 100. And he can complete them by making these brachas over besamim. Halacha chaf aleph. Maskirim. Neshamas b'yom kippurim. On Yom Kippur, remember the neshamas of the people that passed away. Mishum deschiras hamesim meshaber machnia l'libo shel adam. Because remembering the people who die makes a person's heart broken and submissive. Additionally, mason also need a kapara. Could the Isa Sifri, like we see in the Sifri, kapar la amcha yisrael elu hachayim. The pasuk of Dvarim says, atone for your people in Klal Yisrael. This refers to the living. Asher padisa elu mason. The pasuk says, and those that you have redeemed refers to mason. Alam asher mason tzrichun kapara. This shows us that mason also need a kapara. V'noijim tzedakah b'avurim, and as part of the Yiskar tefillah, we pledge tzedakah on their behalf. V'smach l'zen, a support for this practice of pledging to give tzedakah, can be found in the following psukim. So parshas tzavet k'siv, and the end of parshas tzavet says, achas v'shana yichaper, once a year shall be your kapara. V'smich le, v'nosn ish kaifer nashir l'Hashem, and nearby it says, every man should give Hashem an atonement for his soul. Me'ilah ha'tzedakah b'avar mesim. Tzedakah's effective source as a merit on behalf of the mesim. Ki Hashem b'ichem levavos, so Hashem examines people's hearts. Shem hoyezeh ha'meischai, and he knows that if the seas would still be alive, gan kem hoyed nice in tzedakah, he too would give tzedakah. And furthermore, a living person can request that Hashem lighten the severity of the judgment of the dead person. Just like David HaMelech was mispal over Avishalom after Avishalom's death. And the righteous, the tzaddikim who are dead, will in turn advocate on behalf of their offspring who are alive. On the last day of Pesach as well, and on the second day of Shavuos and on Shmini Atzeres, Maskirim Neshamas to say Yiskar. Because on those days we read the passage beginning of Kol HaBachar, and it says in that portion, Ish kematnas yaday, everyone according to what he can give. L'chein neidim atan tzedakah, we therefore pledge gifts to tzedakah. Mekemesh neidim tzedakah, and since we pledge gifts to tzedakah, neidim litno b'avur ha'neshamas, became the minhag to give on behalf of the neshamas that passed on. Sheyizkar oisam l'kim l'toivah, so Hashem will remember them for good. Gam oisanu yizkar imam l'toivah b'tzchuseyim, and he will also remember us for good along with them. It's the practice of the one who has a father and mother still alive. Leaves the shul during Yiskar. And also the minig is that during the first year, after the passing of one's father and mother, he also goes out from the Beis HaKnesses. Halacha Chaf Beis. Im Yesh Tinnik Lamo, if there's a Tinnik that needs Bris Milah on Yom Kippur, Mailan Kaidem Asheri, we do the Bris Milah before Mosef. And Varchim Berchus Amila B'lai Kais, and we make the Berchus Amila without making a bracha on the kais shal yain, and we do say no daigam the bracha kais. In our medinas, we do make the bracha on the kais. Nesim and amala tinek kanimal, and we give a small amount to the circumcised baby. Aside from what's customary given to the baby when we say b'demayichai, aval tinek achar ein litain. We do not give another child a taste from the kais. The chamer mitishabav, it's more chamer than tishabav, which on tishabav we do give to a child. If one is performing the mila, follows the custom to do mitzitza, he should not sprinkle wine from his mouth onto the baby. Rather, he should do it with his hand. And then he does mitzitza kedarkai.